After failed stint as pastor's wife, Nadia Hilton returns to porn as a Christian. What? Returns to porn? Is there any... Okay, so this is interesting. Can you be a porn star and a Christian? I don't know. Isn't there something in the Bible about just banging your hubby? I mean, I know there's probably nothing in the Bible. Maybe there's nothing in the Bible. I don't know. That says specifically that you can't be a porno actress. But in the whole thing about only having sex within the confines of marriage, sort of kind of the same thing. Isn't that the Bible saying that you can't be a porno actress and a Christian? I don't know, I'm just spitballing it here, but I think that's kind of what that means. You're banging random dudes outside the confines of marriage. You're not a Christian. You're certainly not a very good one, I wouldn't think. Of course, most people these days ain't very good ones, you know? That this hedonistic, freewheeling, free love liberated fucking world we live in. But this seems kind of at odds with being a Christian. And it certainly seems at odds with being a pastor's wife or a pastor yourself. There's a lot of these Christian denominations where women can actually be preachers and pastors and shit. But I would think, wouldn't those people need to, like, you know, set a better example? Like, okay, maybe you could argue that the rando person who's just going to church can be a Christian and still be a philanderer, still be a whore, still be a porno actress, you know, because they go to church and they follow the all the other dictates, except for the one that says you shouldn't have sex outside the confines of marriage. But aren't pastors and preachers and shit supposed to be setting an example? I mean, aren't they supposed to be the living embodiment of the teachings of that religion, so they shouldn't be going against them? That's just my thinking. I thought that's how it was, but I don't know, apparently not. Apparently not. Apparently you can be a pastor's wife or a pastor or a preacher or a priest or whatever, and you can just bang people outside the confines of marriage, rando people in the hundreds or the thousands. No big deal. No big deal. You're still a Christian and a good one too. And you had to be a good Christian to be a pastor or a fucking preacher, which would be the implication if you are these things. I would have to differ. I differ. I don't agree with that viewpoint. But anyway, before we get to this story, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw, red pill in your face nature of my content to please go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. You'll find a lot of useful, and I might add interesting, social media links in the upper right-hand corner. I suggest you follow me on at least one of them. Probably not my Instagram, because I almost never use it, but definitely my Facebook or Twitter or Gab, so that you can keep abreast of any new content that I post. And in the middle of my website at therealistphilosopher.com, the middle of the page, you will find several unique and interesting offshore services that I offer, such as philosophical tutoring and philosophical counseling. Maybe you've got some issues, maybe you've got some problems, relationships, work, whatever that you want to deal with, maybe some personal issues. I guarantee you I can help you out a hell of a lot more than these phrenologists that call themselves psychologists and psychologists that are really just there to normalize that which is abnormal and to convince those that have normal issues that they are abnormal. So go check that out, therealistphilosopher.com, and also at the bottom of my webpage you will find not one, not two, but three, count them, three donation options if you would like to support my continued content creation. So go check it out, therealistphilosopher.com. And that is therealistphilosopher.com. You can really use your support. Okay, back to the story. So this broad is returning to porn. Returning? She already did porn. She looks kind of old. She looks kind of old. Her hair is all fucking burned up, chemically burned. It's all ratty looking. She's not that good looking abroad. She looks used up. In porno layman's terms, she looks used the fuck up. Returning to porn? I guess being a pastor's wife doesn't pay very well. Well, I guess, you know, if you're somebody that's in porn, been in porn, and wants to return to porn, the pastor wants to dump your ass, or you will dump him because he will not tolerate you participating in pornos. But I'm still a good Christian. No, you're not. No, you're not. And by the way, I'm not a Christian either. Okay? But good Lord, I was raised in the Catholic Church, and I know what it means to be a good Catholic, a good Christian, and this ain't it. So, Crystal, De Gregorio, popularly known by her stage name, Nadia Hilton. What do you mean stage name? Stage name? They do porn on stages now? Oh, must have been an exotic dancer. That seems to be like the gateway drug. Kind of like pot is supposed to be the gateway drug to harder stuff. I guess being a exotic dancer, a stripper. I guess she was a stripper. But then again, a lot of these porno actresses do go on like tours, stripper tours, and they make big money because these strip clubs will like showcase them and they're a big draw because everybody knows them as a porno actress, and then they make some big money doing that as well. Has resurrected her X-rated career on the online subscription service OnlyFans. Oh. OnlyFans. Yeah. Fake intimacy for pay after an unsuccessful stint as a pastor's wife. I guess she was missing the money. I guess she was missing the dollar bills, yo. I guess she was missing the fancy handbags that she'll use like once. I bought this $2,000 handbag. I used it twice and then tossed it in my closet. How many handbags do you need, ladies? To bring some kind of meaning into your empty lives. She failed as a pastor's wife. Imagine that. Imagine that. Gregorio, 37. 37? Oh, God. What the fuck? 37 on OnlyFans. What's wrong with you guys? It's just getting worse. What the fuck is wrong with you? Not only are you using OnlyFans to create this faux intimacy, these fake relationships with broads that are just leading you on for cash, who actually think you're a pathetic loser, but you're paying 37-year-old broads? They're all used up and former porno actresses? Aren't there young, hotter broads on OnlyFans that you can find? Aren't there younger, hotter chicks? I mean, okay, you shouldn't be using OnlyFans to begin with. That's pathetic. But at least, if you're going to use it, don't give money to these old, used-up hagafers. What the fuck? Now 37, previously appeared in 100. That's a lot. That's a lot, yo. I mean, got to figure she's banging multiple dudes in each of those. So how many dudes is that? 100 porno films. How many different dudes is that? It's got to be in the high hundreds, if not over 1,000. Wow. Wow, that's a lot of cock, yo. And you got to imagine if she's that promiscuous that she was banging a lot of dudes outside the studio as well. Oh, my God. Can you imagine this bro's body count? 100 pornographic films over some 10 years before giving her life to God in 2014. Give her life to God, huh? Is she quit doing the porn house? Why'd she go back to that? Why would you want to go back to that? I guess money. I guess pastors don't make a lot of money. I don't know. So, before giving her life to God in 2014, after marrying in Fulton, New York, Pentecostal minister Reverend David Bassett in 2015, Syracuse.com reported. Maybe he wasn't very good in bed. Maybe he wasn't that good in bed. I don't know, man. I mean, she had been with a lot of fucking dudes. Some of these porno dudes with big, giant fucking cocks. I guess it's kind of hard to go back to a normal dude when you've been with all these studly dudes. I mean, that would be kind of difficult, I guess, yeah. What do they call that? I heard somebody calling it the alpha widow thing. I just equate it to, you know, a drug addict, right? Getting pure opium, pure heroin. And then you're trying to now subsist on like this crap that's cut with 90% baby powder. Kind of hard to go from pure heroin to 90% baby powder, yo. If you're a fucking heroin addict. So she and her then husband, who's now 30. What a loser. He got with a broad 7 years older? That was a former porno star? Maybe he was a virgin. Definitely a beta male. Probably a virgin. She's probably got some real mad skills in bed, yo. And it'll do just about anything. So I guess she turned his fucking head big time. Turned a lot of other things too, I would imagine. So, yeah, used sex to get him on the hook. Who's now 30. Both led New Beginnings Christian Life Church. Interesting. You're a loser if you get with a broad 7 years older than you guys, okay? Don't do that. Don't do that. Officials at the church could not be reached for comment by the Christian Post on Monday. But the Gregorio, who is now divorced, I wonder who broke that off. Probably her. Yeah. Wasn't making enough money. I need more money, because the only thing that exists in my life to give it meaning is Mammon. Oh, yeah. He's now divorced and remarried with a newborn. God, who would marry this broad? She's been married twice. The problem isn't just women, guys. It's you. You bunch of pathetic, wimp, cuck, beta males that are simping for these broads. If they weren't able to rely on all these simps, maybe these broads would change their ways. But no. They can always rely on you, Captain Save-A-Hoes, to come to the rescue with your cape waving in the wind, yo, on your white horse. Yeah, and your beautiful armor, you white knight idiots. Yeah, remarry. Revealed in a recent interview with Brand New Me. Well, ain't brand new. You went back to the old you. You're doing porn again. How's that brand new? That would imply change for the better, not for the worse. No, it ain't worse to do porn. It's bitter. Is it? Is it really? I mean, I don't know. Every former porn broad I've seen, and dude too, have empty, meaningless lives. No kids, no grandkids, no family. Their whole lives for years revolved around sex, hedonism, feeding their appetites. They have nothing else. And then once they get too old for the porn, what do they got? Fond memories of getting banged in the ass, and now you need to wear a fucking adult diaper for the rest of your life? I mean, I don't know. I don't see much positive about that. Anyway, Brand New Me, an international YouTube series for Truly, formerly known as Barcroft TV, that her life in the church was extremely difficult. Extremely difficult. Yeah. Translation. I felt in my head I was being judged, but I was really just judging myself and projecting that onto other people. And I also didn't have a wide array of cocks to choose from. I went from pure opium to 99% baby powder. I just couldn't get my fix. And the money sucked. Although her life is extremely difficult. Yeah. After porn, I did a 180 and became a Christian. Yeah. Wait. If becoming a Christian is 180, then how can you still be a Christian now that you're doing porn again? I could be a good Christian by doing porn, but I made a 180 by becoming a Christian. What? Doesn't make any sense. And now I just want to be me. What does that mean? Being me is a porno star with no boundaries and just embracing hedonism and gluttony. And okay. Well, I'm just being me. You know, I'm going to eat everything I want because that's me. And I'll be 700 pounds and I'll die at 40. Massive coronary. That's me. Yeah, because there's no discipline, right? There's no boundaries. There's no self-control. Oh, no. Just feed those appetites, right? Because that's who I am. Doing OnlyFans as a Christian, I know I'm going to have criticism. But you just said you did a 180 to become a Christian. Well, if you do a 180 back, how can you still be a Christian? Anyway, people are already telling me that I'm going to hell. Well, I don't believe in hell, but you do. You're certainly not helping yourself. That's for sure. But the way I look at it is this. Nobody in this world can send me to hell. Nobody. Only God can. Well, if God actually does exist, he probably will. I mean, you're contributing to the degeneracy of society. You're having sex outside of wedlock. Of course, you know, by those standards, most people will be going to hell if hell exists. So there's that. Anyway, my experience as a pastor. Whoa. You said you were a pastor's wife. Now you were a pastor? I think that church had some very low standards. Anyway, my experience as a pastor was extremely difficult. You're a whore. You can't be a whore as a pastor. You have to embody to the extreme everything that is good and noble and right about that religion if you're a representative of it. So, of course, it would be difficult for you. I have no doubt about that. I have a lot of respect for pastors and the stuff they go through after going through it myself. talking about it as if it's some kind of restrictive lifestyle that requires a huge amount of sacrifice. Yeah, being in a loving marriage with somebody who cares about you and having kids within the confines of a marriage. Oh, that's so difficult. Oh, my. Only being with one man forever. Yeah, she swallowed the feminist Kool-Aid. They judge you for everything. No, you judge yourself, and then you project that onto them, and then you think they're judging you, but they're not saying anything to you. Oh, but he's looked. They're looking at me. So, oh, I know they're judging me. How do you know that? I just know. Yeah, you're paranoid, okay? You're neurotic. Holy shit, is this a neurotic broad? Oh, God forbid a pastor has to drink a wine or any alcoholic beverage, and then because you're definitely going to hell for that. No, the Bible doesn't say that. There's no strictures about drinking in the Bible. What are you talking about, bitch? I read the damn thing. A lot of drunks in the Bible. A lot of people drinking wine and shit. What are you talking about? Hell, don't they in Catholic ceremonies, don't they drink the fucking wine? Is the blood of Christ? Yeah, dumb broad, you. These are all your own neuroses, okay? This is you judging you, not anybody else judging you. When I was in church, it was girls can't wear pants. Yeah, that's right. The Christian church is not your leftoid, libtard bastion of so-called progressivism that is bound and determined to blur and destroy the lines between the genders and any kind of distinctiveness or difference between the two that actually do exist biologically and represent themselves in the way people dress. Yeah, they want to acknowledge the distinctions between the two. They don't want to blur the lines like you do. Regressive feminist progressive that you are, who got yourself in there probably because you thought you could reform it from the inside. Yeah. Things were already bad enough in the Catholic Church and Christianity in general with that fucking libtard pope. Oh, yeah, we don't need people like you as well. It was girls can't wear pants. So what? Yeah, you have to wear skirts. That's right. That's right. You're a woman. Wear a fucking skirt. That's it? That's your complaint? You left a husband that loved you? A strong community that'll be there to support you through thick and through thin. Somebody that would be fucking loyal to you, very likely for the rest of your fucking life. And notice she's not saying that she didn't love him. She's saying she left because she had to wear a skirt. Ooh, my God, the inhumanity! You can't wear makeup. You're a pastor. No standards. No standards. How dare this evil church tell me what I can and can't do? As an employee and representative of that church, meaning they absolutely positively can tell you what you can and can't do, at least when you're representing said church. You can't cut your hair. Yeah, women have long hair. You could have cut your hair, by the way. You could have cut your hair. What, are they actually outright telling you you can't? God forbid you show any cleavage. Yeah, modesty. Oh my God. Modesty. I can't manipulate the male of the species by feigning orgasm with these cherubic red cheeks and red lips and show my bosom. Yeah. Oh, I see. You're losing. They're taking away your power to, in your mind, manipulate men, which apparently somehow seems to make you feel safe and in charge and in control. Take it away, my power. Oh, don't objectify me. Meanwhile, you got broads like this complaining she can't show cleavage and wear fucking makeup, which is all about sexual objectification for the purpose of manipulating men. I love it. I love it. You're going to hell for all those things. So I literally, that's a straw man, okay? Yeah, the fucking Bible and the religion itself doesn't say you're going to hell for wearing makeup. Get the fuck out of here or cutting your hair. You're full of shit. You're going to hell for all these things, so I literally went from one extreme to the next, she added. What are you, 12? What are you, 12? And rebelling against mommy and daddy's fucking orders and their rules? Your curfew is midnight. I'm going to stay out till 1:30. Yeah, this is modern day women. 37 going on 11. Despite her return to porn, I can't pronounce his fucking name. All right, let's try again. Despite her return to porn, De Gregorio maintains she's still a Christian. I don't know how. Oh, but she doesn't belong to any particular religious group. You're not a Christian, okay? You're really not. You already made that very clear with your Freudian slip earlier about how you made a 180 and went from porn to being a Christian. If you're a porno actress, you can't be a Christian. I'm sorry. You're not a Christian. You're not. I know you want to tell yourself you are, but no. The way I look at posted adult content is God brought me into this world naked. This is just cope. Now you're just on copium, sweetheart. Now you're just trying to justify your bad decisions. God brought me into this world naked. She said, posting pictures naked. I don't think it's a huge crime or this big a sin. Well, you're not just posting a naked picture, banging yourself on the ass with dildos, and you're having rando dudes fuck you on camera. That's a little more than just being naked. Since her divorce from Bassett, the pastor, and she still hasn't said who initiated that breakup, I wonder about that. Der Gregorio has found a new husband, identified in the Truly interview as Andrew. Oh, look at this guy. He looks brainwashed, doesn't he? Like, Stockholm Syndrome. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah. She found herself a new hubby, a new beau. Yeah, this guy. Look at him. Look at this fucking guy. Wow. Boy, he looks cucked to the max. Well, he has to be cucked. I mean, his wife is doing porn. Which literally necessitates the need to bang other dudes. I'm okay with that. She wouldn't be with me otherwise. Wow. You need some self-esteem, pal. Oh, yeah, his name is Andrew, and he runs her OnlyFans. Wow. I'm perfectly okay with my wife banging other dudes and inanimate objects. Old film, just so long as I profit from it. Get a job, pal. Get a fucking job and make your own money. Not only are you pathetic for being okay with your wife doing OnlyFans, not only are you pathetic for supporting it, but you're doubly pathetic because it looks like that's your whole fucking job, is pimping out your wife. Jesus Christ. We're both Christians. Crazy. This is crazy. This is the world we're living in. Words don't have meaning anymore, apparently. There's the epitome of a goofball, loser, simp. Boy, oh boy. Talk about mediocre pussy. Jesus Christ. 37-year-old, worn out, fucking handbag pussy. Jesus Christ. And she's about as mediocre as they fucking get. So what does that say about this dude? Pimping her out and being okay with it. Whew. Anyway, when Crystal mentioned the OnlyFans, at first, I didn't take it serious, Andrew said. Really? That'd be a deal breaker for me. She just mentioned it quick. Uh-huh. Yeah. And when she mentioned it again, I told her, I'm not here to control you. Where are my balls at? Oh, I don't have any. Oh, you're not there to control her there. Control her, huh? How about controlling yourself? How about having some self-esteem? How about saying, sure, I'm not going to control you, but I'm going to control myself, and I'm not going to be in a relationship with a whore, a literal whore, who cannot commit to me. How'd you say that, pal? Oh, no, I'm too desperate. I have a scarcity mindset. I'm a big, giant loser, and I think this is the best I can get. Yeah. Well, you're definitely a loser. I want you to do what makes you happy. What? What if she's happy killing babies? Well, she's probably had multiple abortions, I have no doubt, so she's definitely happy killing babies. What if she's happy murdering people? What if she's happy being a serial killer and then eating the bodies of the people she's killed? Oh, well, you know. Just want you to be happy. I'm just a big giant simp. I'm just here to support you in whatever you want to do. You're just an accessory. Then you're just an accessory, pal. With no ego, no id of your own and your own wants and needs. Oh, they don't matter. That don't matter. Oh, my wants and needs are your wants and needs. What a loser. Well, what a cuck loser. Pathetic. This fucking guy. Wow. No wonder we're in such dire straits in the Western world. Guys like this fucking guy, Andrew. My feeling as far as people looking at Crystal's pictures and videos, anybody can look at those pictures and videos anyway. What are you talking about? What the fuck is he talking about? No, they can't. If she didn't put the videos and pictures online, nobody can look at them. Oh, you mean she already did that before you met her? So, hey, you know, go hog wild. You know, take videos of yourself taking a shit in a bucket and, you know, golden showers. Because, you know, you already have that online anyway, so why not keep doing it? What? Essentially what you're saying is, if you've already done something wrong in the past, well, you can continue doing it. How is this starting over again? And a brand new her? Sounds like same old, same old. So stupid. You just need to Google her. It'll pop up Nadia Hilton. She's all mine. No, she's not. But she's not all yours. She's banging at the dudes on film. And even if she's just a cam whore, banging fucking dildos and big giant dragon dildos and shit, she still used goods and she's using herself up more and more and not with you. Can you imagine that poon? Unless you've got a schlong, this fucking big ain't gonna feel nothing. She's all mine. He says that like that's some kind of fucking compliment to him. Well, everybody reading this is thinking, and you think that's a good thing? You can have her. Nobody else wants her. So I'm not really too worried about her. Apparently not. The Christian porn star has a daughter with her new husband. Jeez. Lovely. Got a future porno actress there. And she's worried about her later finding out about her lifestyle because she just wanted to get down that path. Whoa, 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 whoa. You spent this whole fucking article trying to justify your actions of being a porn star, being on OnlyFans, and talking about it's just fine, it's normal. So why do you care if your daughter follows in your footsteps? What does it matter? Shouldn't you want her to follow in your footsteps? So this is her acknowledging that it's bad. I love this. All this bullshit about it. It's perfectly okay. It's fine. It's normal. There's nothing wrong with it. She's just shown that even she doesn't believe that because she doesn't want her daughter to follow in her footsteps. Oh, I don't want her to do the same things I'm doing, even though the things I'm doing are perfectly okay, perfectly fine, perfectly normal. Nothing wrong with them. I see. I think for me, my life is totally different, she said. I was abused while I was a kid. Anybody out there surprised by that? Most of these bras that go into porn were abused. Went through some seriously bad things. Wait. So that makes it okay for you to do porn, right? It's not morally objectionable or harmful to your well-being because I was abused as a kid, so it's okay if I do porn. So my attention and everything that I needed went in that direction. Everything you needed. You needed to be a porno actor because you were abused as a kid? What? Doesn't make any sense. I don't understand. I would think the exact opposite would be true. Well, I tried the opposite, but it didn't work for me. You heard of therapy, honey? Maybe you should have went and got some fucking help. Nah. I don't need no help. I just need more cocks abusing me and using me. As the sex toy, I am. Yeah, okay, wow. You're so healthy. The mother of four. Four? So she had three kids before this dude, and then she had a fourth with him at 37? Who'd she have the other three kids with? The pastor? Or did she already have kids before she met the pastor? Was she a single mom before that? Holy shit! Talk about a dysfunctional broad! She's popping out kids left and right. Wow, four kids? 10 years in porn? Holy crap. Can you imagine that asshole? And that poon, holy moly. I don't want to imagine it. Oh my God. Wow. Noted that while she has returned to the adult industry, what she's doing on OnlyFans isn't as bad as what she did early on in her X-rated career. Well, so that makes it okay. That makes it okay. Oh, it's totally okay. It's not as bad. It's not as extreme. The porn I did when I was younger was much more extreme. You see, because I thought I needed to be abused and punished because that's what I grew up with. It's what I was used to. And I wanted to punish myself. But now I'm more mentally together. So, you know, I don't have guys with their foot on my head banging me in the ass during the act. So, I'm okay now. Oh, yeah. It's not full-on porn like I was doing before. This is a different Nadia Hilton. More cope, noting that she doesn't shoot with anyone else but her husband. He does the porn with her? So now he's a porno dude too. Ha, 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 ha. I wonder if he was doing porn before he met her. Let's take a look at this guy. Yeah, I could envision him doing porn. Yeah. He does porn with his wife. Oh, that's great. The only man I do porn now with is my husband. Yeah. Well, yeah. That doesn't mean that she's necessarily only banging just him. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Oh, I can imagine her banging other dudes. Might be banging other dudes while he's in the room watching. But anyway, there you go. There you go. You can be a Christian and a porn star. And you can be a good Christian, too. I don't know. In her world, she's not going to hell for being a sinner, even though that's exactly what sinners do. In Christianity, they go to hell. But let me know what you think in the comment section. Oh, and especially pastor ones. They're supposed to embody the best parts to the max of the very religion that they represent. But let me know what you think in the comment section. Can a porno star be a good representative of Christianity? Can she be a good pastor? Can she lead a church? Even though she's a wicked, evil sinner who gets fucked in the butt by various rando dudes. Let me know in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And let me know what you think in the comment section of this hedonistic, degenerate scumbag who tried to infiltrate the church and spread her scumbaggery and hedonism to her fellow congregants. Let me know what you think in the comment section. And again, if you really like and appreciate the raw, red-pilled nature of my content, go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. And consider making a donation. I could really use your support.